we get kids to go outside and play more than they do now? We'll welcome your ideas as we talk with our guest about the Wisconsin Children's Outdoor Heritage Resolution that's under consideration in the state legislature. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, February 1st. Happy February. This hour is the result of a listener suggestion during our most recent open line when we asked you for topic and guest suggestions. One caller asked to learn more about the Wisconsin Children's Outdoor Heritage Resolution. At one time, this was called the Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights, and it recognizes that children who spend time exploring and learning and playing outdoors are going to do better in school and be healthier and more creative and more focused. And we'll wonder if you agree and what you think would help encourage parents to encourage their kids to go outside and play more. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Jennifer Gietrich, the Legislative Director of Wisconsin's League of Conservation Voters. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for being with us. So the League of Conservation Voters supports this resolution?
Yeah, so the Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters has been working with legislators and conservation groups for the last three sessions to get this introduced and passed by our state legislature. It currently has the support of 61 different environmental education organizations here in Wisconsin. And on the resolution itself, there are 26 representatives and 7 senators. So it's got a wide variety of support, and we're very excited that it got a vote in the Assembly in October, and we're just waiting for the Senate to vote on it this spring.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering if you have any thoughts as to why it's taking so long for a bill that says, you know, nature is good for kids, essentially.
Yeah, you would think that that would be an easy thing to do. The reality, I think, is that most people just generally like the idea that children should be outside, and that does seem like a no-brainer. I think one of the things that we sometimes miss is that there are real-world consequences to children not being outdoors, both for their lifelong health and happiness, but then also for us as a society. And I think once you start looking at that, it becomes more obvious why resolutions like the Children's Outdoor Heritage Resolution are so important. And so right now we're just educating legislators and voters about why this is important.
Yeah, and we will talk about a little bit more about why it's important and maybe what we can do to encourage more kids to be spending time outdoors. But tell us what this, I said that it said nature is good for kids. It says more than that. What exactly does the Wisconsin Children's Outdoor Heritage Resolution attempt to do?
Well, it attempts to do two things. One is to highlight Wisconsin's role as a leader in environmental education and nature programming. Historically, we have had a wonderful variety of tools and nature centers and environmental education programs in Wisconsin that have gotten children all across our state outdoors and experiencing nature, learning about science, learning about their connection to the natural world. And so the first part of the resolution just talks about how important Wisconsin's long tradition of environmental protection and conservation are. And then the second part of it goes into what it is that we want kids to be able to experience in Wisconsin. So it's everything from discovering Wisconsin's diverse landscape, our prairies, our forests, our wetlands, our beaches, making sure that they're visiting and enjoying places like farms or historical sites, going to orchards, making sure they're experiencing things like playing in the snow, following a trail, camping out under the stars, really putting kind of some unique Wisconsin natural experiences on paper. And then finally, it just resolves that the members of the Wisconsin legislature recognize the benefits of children being outdoors and being involved in outdoor activities, and then also that it's important that we, as decision makers and parents and educators, get children involved in those activities.
Yeah. And it sounds wonderful. It really does. Why aren't kids spending as much time outdoors as they used to?
Sure. It's, you know, when I was a kid out in Cottage Grove, I didn't have a choice. My mom would just send me and my sister outside, and we had no choice but to ride our bikes and go down to community park and play in the creek and do all sorts of things with our friends because we were just put outdoors. Now, you know, what we're seeing is that children are actually spending more and more time indoors on computers and on TV screens. So, you know, I don't know what other people are seeing with children. And in some ways it's anecdotal, but in other ways it's been very well documented. Children today are spending about 6 hours a day in front of TV screens. And a lot of kids, they have their own iPads, they have their own iPhones. You know, they're playing games where they're out, you know, exploring things or these make-believe games, but they're all online, and they're all sedentary, so kids are just sitting inside on a chair doing that.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, what's the big problem if we have kids that spend 6 hours in front of their screens a day?
Well, for the first thing, it's a big health risk for children. So today's children are going to be the first generation that are at risk of having a shorter lifespan than their parents. One of the biggest issues is obesity. And because kids are not being active, like I said earlier, you know, kids are spending about an average of 6 hours in front of a TV. Well, that is translating to kids spending on average about just 30 minutes a week outdoors. That's running, jumping, being active. And if they're not having time to do that, they're not losing weight, and they're also, and that has all kinds of health implications. So right now, childhood obesity has doubled over the last 30 years, and it's more than tripled for children ages 6 to 11. And kids who start out life at higher levels of obesity are going to have more complications later in life, like diabetes and high cholesterol and sleep apnea. So it has a real impact on their lifelong health.
It's not so much. It's not just their weight. The bill says that the bill recognizes that children who spend more time outdoors are going to do better in school. Really, how do we know that?
Well, there's lots of tests, actually, and studies that have been done. The children who play outside and just kind of release all their pent-up energy and anxiety are able to concentrate better when they come back into the classroom. We're also seeing that children who go outside and play and just do, like, the creative play of make-up games with their friends have better ability to do things like perform on tests and are more creative because they're using different parts of their brain that you don't use if you're just sitting in a chair watching a television show or playing a video game. The other thing that it helps with children is that if they're outside playing and running around and climbing up trees, they're building muscles and they're helping their physical coordination. All that translates in being able to sit in a classroom in your chair and kind of pay attention for the time that the teacher needs you to pay attention. So all those things together coordinate into having better test scores and being better students.
Yeah.
And the other thing I should just say is that it also cuts down on classroom disruptions because kids have worked out their energy. They're better able to focus.
Yeah, I believe it. But, you know, you can't force kids to go outside. If a kid wants to, you know, what, you know, or you can force the kid to go outside, but he'll just, you know, sit on the swing set and look at his iPhone. So, I mean, how can we actually encourage kids to actually, you know, play outside?
Sure. And to be very clear, this resolution is not to force parents or teachers to put kids outside. I did use that term earlier And that might have just been my mom, but that's not the purpose of this resolution. The point of it is to say that learning in nature and having natural experiences is very critical to our education. And so one of the things in Wisconsin, we have around 50 different environmental education centers all across our state. And they all support this resolution, places like the Aldo Leopold Nature Center and the McKenzie Environmental Education Center, the Urban Ecology Center. Those are partners or organizations that partner with schools to be able to take kids out and actually show them things in nature that they can understand for themselves and also have the experience of being outside to enjoy it.
Yeah. Let me hold you there, because we actually have a newscast coming up from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we will continue talking about the importance of nature and the outdoors for our children. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking about the importance of getting kids to get outdoors this hour. And we are welcoming your thoughts on why kids spend too much time inside these days and how we can get them to enjoy nature and its benefits. We are talking with a guest who supports a bill that is under consideration in the state legislature, the Wisconsin Children's Outdoor Heritage Resolution, one time called the Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights. And it passed in the Assembly. It's awaiting action in the state Senate. We wonder if you think this is a bill that ought to pass. It says, among other things, that the members of the Wisconsin legislature recognize that every Wisconsin child should continue to have the opportunity to discover Wisconsin's diverse wilderness, prairies, forests, wetlands, and beaches, breathe clean air and drink clean water, splash, play, swim, and boat in safe, clean lakes and rivers, visit a farm, historical site, or orchard, share a hunting or fishing experience with a family member, friend, or mentor, follow a trail, ride it or walk it, play, snowshoe, ski, snowboard, or sled in the snow, camp out under the stars, picnic and eat meals made from local products and ingredients, play in the dirt, plant a tree and grow a garden, and explore and connect with Wisconsin's natural spaces and wild places. And it goes on. Sounds good, doesn't it? What do you think? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Jennifer Gietrich. She is the legislative director of Wisconsin's League of Conservation Voters. And just before our news break, Jennifer, you were telling us about how Wisconsin's many environmental education centers partner up with schools to teach children about nature. And would this act encourage more of that?
Yes, we believe that it would, and I think one of the things that the reason that this resolution is so critical right now in Wisconsin is that we've long recognized in our state that educating children about the value of our natural world and their connection to it makes sure that they understand the world that they live in, and they begin to have an appreciation for breathing clean air and drinking clean water and being able to enjoy natural spaces. When children lose those opportunities and they lose those experiences, they grow up to be adults who don't understand necessarily the importance of that. So our future state legislators, our future governor, our future business leaders are right now learning, or not learning in some cases, how important it is to protect our natural environment. And that is why getting kids outdoors early is so important for our long-term future of being able to protect those things that are so important.
We have many callers, so let's go to the phones. Patrick in Wanakee joins us first. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, Joy. Wonderful program. I'm so glad you're talking about it. I could go on and on as to the positive aspects of having fun in the wilderness, and really, it for me, I've got clear research with the book Spark. Dr. Rady talks about what has been done in the school district of Naperville and other portions of the United States, getting kids active before school in any regard, and what positive results it has in lowering disciplinary action and in increasing GPAs by literally helping kids have some kind of exercise, any kind of exercise, 45 minutes before school. I'd like to personally just add, I was a challenge adventure coordinator, and I took kids into the wilderness doing camping and spelunking and things like that, and it changes kids' life. I would say that, it's not bad weather, it's bad apparel. If you find a way to help kids realize a wool sock versus a cotton sock can make your experience different, and you're out there having fun with them, and you get out of their way, kids know how to have fun in the outdoors.
Sounds good, and we're going to need that wool sock tomorrow or next day. Jennifer, a reaction?
Well, he's absolutely right, and I think that's what this is all about.
Yeah, all right. Thanks very much, Patrick, for the call. Let's go to Dennis and Seymour next. Hello, Dennis.
Good morning. Part of the problem with getting kids outside is access. As a child, I grew up in a rural area. We had access to the neighboring farm woods and creeks. And now that access is very limited. In the city, with the climate now, a lot of parents don't want to send their younger children off to play in a park by themselves. So you need an adult who will take them out, and many times the adults are on their smartphones or computers just like the kids are. So the adults need to take the lead, get the kids out. Both of them will benefit from it, and it's surprising how many questions you will get if you take a kid out to a forest and start walking around.
Dennis, thank you. And in fact, your thoughts are echoed by Martha on Facebook, who says, lead by example. If you want your kids to be outside, be there with them. How about that, Jennifer?
Well, I absolutely agree with that. I think my love of the natural world came from my grandparents, who would take me out camping around baraboo and fishing out in the creeks. And that is how a kid learns to not just appreciate, but actually be competent being outside and enjoying those things. The one thing I did want to say as far as access to natural areas, I think that is a really critical point. And that is why in Wisconsin, the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund has been a really critical program, because the whole purpose of it is to make sure that we are protecting land all around the state, both in urban and rural areas, so that people can go out and enjoy the best of Wisconsin wherever they live. And so that's another critical program that we have here in Wisconsin that helps with that natural experience.
Yeah. I think our caller was also, though, referring to parents who might be afraid to let their kids go out by themselves to the park or even walk to school, for that matter. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I think parents obviously need to use discretion about where and how they let their kids be outdoors. But I think what's really important is that we find ways to do that. And whether it's parents taking the lead of taking their kids places on the weekends or during the summertime school breaks, that's one way to do it. Another way that has always been a part of our Wisconsin educational experience is really tying environmental education into the classroom, so that kids are going out in their classrooms, either around the school grounds and looking at leaves and birds where they live, or taking day trips to some of these environmental education centers that I talked about. So those things are really important.
Yeah, I remember, and again, you know, back in my day, but I remember going to field trips that would take us out to High Cliff State Park, and we would go searching around for fossils and that kind of thing. I mean, just as a part of your school day, you could be out and about in nature learning.
Absolutely. I remember, so I grew up in Cottage Grove, and we had a state or a school forest right behind our school. And I can't even count the number of times that we put on our coats and went out there and either collected leaves or followed tracks. But it was incorporated right into the curriculum we already had. And that's a really critical piece of our learning, of getting outside and actually experiencing those things. And the children's outdoor heritage resolution really speaks to that environmental educational experience that all kids in Wisconsin should have.
We are talking about the Wisconsin Children's Outdoor Heritage Resolution that is under consideration in our state legislature. And we're welcoming your questions for our guest, Jennifer Gietrich, who is the legislative director of Wisconsin's League of Conservation Voters. League of Conservation Voters supports this legislation. And we wonder if you do too, or what questions you have. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are doing this program because a listener asked us to during our most recent open line. So tell us what you'd like to talk about, and we will try to follow through. And we are also welcoming your thoughts and questions on how we can get our kids to spend more time outdoors. How can we get them to be exploring and learning and playing more outside? James on Facebook writes, properly fund the state parks and other public wild lands as his suggestion on how we can get kids to appreciate the outdoors and spend more time outdoors. And I'm wondering, Jennifer, you mentioned the stewardship fund. What about funding of the state parks? Now, under the current state budget, there no taxpayer dollars are funding the state parks.
Well, I think that's a really good point, because if we're going to say that protecting natural areas and having experiences in them are critical to our development as human beings, it's important that we fund those things. And unfortunately, I think in some ways it's kind of what has happened in our last couple of state budgets when it comes to protecting natural areas and protecting and funding environmental education. We've seen a decrease in state support from our decision makers on that. And it is, I think, this kind of cycle of if people aren't out enjoying them, they don't understand what they have to offer. And so, you know, we are not only not putting state dollars towards our state parks, which is one of the most beloved places that we have in the state and generates $1.5 billion, but we're also not funding the, in some cases, not funding the educational centers there, or the park rangers who led programs that took kids out on trail hikes and showed them what was actually in the parks that they were visiting. So it has been a continual challenge to educate decision makers about how important those things are to the Wisconsin experience. And it is my hope that, given the massive outcry in the last, after the last budget, that that's something we can work to get restored.
Meanwhile, Ed on Facebook writes, forget about the state parks for a second, because there were numerous Facebook comments about that. And he says, think local, your own backyard, a neighborhood park, a small lagoon where you and the kids can cast a gob of worms out to catch a fish, just to learn a little patience. So there's that, too.
There absolutely is that, too. And I was going to say, my own best memories, besides the ones I spent with my grandparents, were just, like I said, down at community park, splashing in the creek with my sister and my friends and pulling out the clay that we had there. We'd make pots and just hang out on the shores and just kind of be kids. And that was probably two blocks from my house. So I think that there are opportunities like that all over Wisconsin, and we should absolutely be encouraging kids to go enjoy those places.
Let's go to Katie in Eau Claire next. Hello, Katie.
Hello. So my husband and I moved to Milwaukee, and we decided that we wanted to go the less traditional route for daycare. And so we enrolled our daughter into the Eau Claire Nature Academy, and it has been an amazing experience. She takes hikes. She's 3 years old. She takes hikes every day. She comes home with all of this information about animals and all of these cool things to do outside, and it never fails. She has a pocket of rocks, so I know she's doing something outside.
Aww.
And it's been a really great experience. And because of that, we've decided to get out ourselves. My husband's an arborist, so he's outside all day long, but I'm not. And so we've just decided that on the weekends we take an adventure and we go snowshoeing now and we go hiking. And it's been an amazing experience ever since we've enrolled her in that school.
And that's wonderful. So this is the Eau Claire Nature Academy, you said?
Yes. Yep. And it's for, I think, 6 weeks to K-4. But the program is amazing, and the women who run it are wonderful, and they're surrounded by nature.
I love this, that it's sort of like a preschool that's really nature-based. Is that what this is, Katie?
That's exactly what it is.
Oh,
yep.
How neat. How about that, Jennifer?
Well, that's great. One of the things that we have seen is that children very often are the ones who come home and teach their parents about things. So it doesn't surprise me at all to hear that your daughter is having this amazing experience and then coming home and sharing that joy with you. And that makes parents want to go out and enjoy it too. That follows studies that found that children who learn about recycling are actually the instigators of recycling in their own household. So parents have a lot to learn from children, and we just need to make sure that our children are getting those opportunities.
I love that she has rocks in her pocket.
Yeah.
Three-year-old with rocks in her pocket. Grant in Boulder Junction is with us. Hi, Grant.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to talk just a quick sec about Wisconsin's many summer camps and what a huge role they play in getting kids outside in an unplugged environment. And I think it makes a great combination to all the environmental ed things that are happening sort of surrounding the school system, but getting them out for longer periods of time in a deeper natural context, and how great that can be and how great Wisconsin is at putting these camps out there for kids and their families.
Neat. We have just a couple of minutes before a news break. Jennifer, you have any comment on Wisconsin summer camps?
Well, I was a 4-H camp counselor one summer, and I have to tell you, there is no greater joy than seeing kids be in the water for the first time. And he's right. We have so many great opportunities for kids, and if parents can get their kids out there, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. We do have just before we touch on news, I'm just wondering if you have any thoughts as to how a practical way for someone to encourage to go out with their child and enjoy this winter that we're having.
Well, I think you're going to get an opportunity on Tuesday. One of the things I remember doing with my parents on snow days was going out and building forts and making snow angels. I think just being outdoors and knowing that you can have fun is the biggest opportunity that parents have to teach their children to enjoy it.
Yeah. Snow caves, that would be fun. We are talking about outdoor education and the importance of kids getting outdoors and playing outdoors. We're welcoming your thoughts and questions for our guest who supports the Wisconsin Children's Outdoor Heritage Resolution that is in the state legislature. It recognizes that children who spend time exploring and learning and playing outdoors are going to do better in school. They're going to be healthier. They are going to be more creative and more focused, and we wonder if you agree and what you think would help encourage us as a society to have our kids go outside and play more and learn more outside. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking about a push in the state legislature to address the issue of outdoor education for children. We are talking with a guest about the Wisconsin Children's Outdoor Heritage Resolution. Our guest is Jennifer Gietrich, the legislative director of Wisconsin's League of Conservation Voters, which is in support of this resolution, which was so at one time called the Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights. It recognizes that that children who spend time outdoors learning and playing are going to do better in school. They're going to be healthier. They're going to be more creative. They're going to be more focused. The resolution also recognizes that that the Wisconsin legislature recognized the benefits of participation in outdoor activities for children, and it the resolution encourages parents and guardians to make the time to involve children in the wealth of outdoor activities that Wisconsin provides. This this resolution has passed in the state assembly. It's awaiting action in the state senate. Let's take another call. Let's go to Mike in Green Bay. Hello, Mike.
Well, hi, Joy. I just wanted to share with you that I'm the director of the Baby Twildlife Sanctuary in Green Bay, and this is our third year of operating a nature-based four-year-old kindergarten, and we can attest to how valuable this type of experience is for students.
I bet you. So what do your four-year-olds do at Bay Beach?
Well, they do pretty much everything that you've been talking about. We meet all the 5K standards that the Green Bay school system has. We've been partnered with them and UWGB to give them the educational content they need, but they do it outdoors. We've taken them fishing. They go snowshoeing. They do pond study. They're outside at least 60 to 80% of the time that we have them during this program.
I love this. You know, Bay Beach is the first place I ever went snowshoeing, and I love Bay Beach. I think that's a great place. Jennifer, this sounds great, doesn't it?
It does sound great, and I think the idea that children are too young to get outdoors has definitely been disproven by some of these great stories. The sooner we get kids out, the sooner that they get all the benefits of being active and being outside, but they also get the experiences that they'll be able to take with them for the rest of their lives. So I'm excited to hear about all these great experiences other kids are having.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mike, for letting us know about the nature-based four-year-old kindergarten program that you got going on at Bay Beach. We had another caller who dropped who wanted to know, does this resolution provide any funding for great programs like this?
That is a great question. So this resolution does not provide funding. It's just a recognition of how important it is for Wisconsin. But I think it's very important that we get legislators on record saying that, because as the caller may have been wanting to point out, in the last couple of budgets, we have seen funding for environmental education particularly be cut, both from the state park system, but then also the Wisconsin Environmental Education Board was actually eliminated in the last budget. That's the board that helps K through 12 schools develop their own environmental education programs for their schools. And so what we would like to see is legislators reaffirm these values that we have as Wisconsinites, that it's so important to get kids outside, but then also follow that up with funding and with programs that help make that happen.
Let's go to Dick in La Crosse. Hello, Dick.
Hi. Something that's in the health end of things, increase in outside time decreases myopia, for one thing, or nearsightedness. And we don't know if that's the vitamin D thing or just the fact that they're, you know, not doing near stuff all the time. The other thing on the computers are made with the flat screens are made with blue light-emitting diodes, and they cause depletion of melatonin, so you get the kids with a poor sleep patterns if they're looking at those too much later in the day. We're also thinking now that that may cause macular degeneration.
Great. Well, you just described me, Dick.
Huh?
I'm just kidding. I said you just described me. Poor sleep patterns because of screen time and myopia. I've got that, too, but I don't think that has anything to do. I had that since I was born, I think. But, Jennifer, that's right. Spending too much time in front of screens can mess us up in all sorts of ways.
Yeah, and I think what the caller is pointing out is that there's both the effects of not being outside and being active, so the increase in obesity rates, but then if you're not outside being active, you're inside doing other things, and we're seeing kids with having sleep apnea or having sleep issues that, you know, kids didn't used to have. And if you don't get sleep, your body's not able to regenerate, your brain's not repairing. All those things have, if they continue over time, not just affect kids the next day when they're crabby in class, but it's going to affect their ability to learn and be productive for their entire lives. So these really do have immediate and long-term consequences.
Yeah. Is there any way, though, Jennifer, that we don't have to treat technology or our devices as total enemies? I mean, I'm thinking of, we did a show once on how you can use technology to like explore, like have treasure maps or geocaching or that sort of thing. You're out in nature, but you're using your phones or your GPS.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't think anybody is saying that you have to choose either to, you know, be in nature or technology. You know, that's not going to happen in 2016. And there are great programs that combine the two. In fact, a lot of DNR's mapping now for being able to be out in natural areas, you can like download those maps onto your phone. I think the point that we were trying to make with this effort is that we actually do, though, right now, have an over balance of kids spending too much time on technology and not being active. So if we can combine technology with being outside and being active, that would be great. And the fact that they're spending 6 hours a day on average in front of screens and only 30 minutes a week outside suggests we have a long way to go on that.
Sure. Let's go to Ron in Lake Geneva next. Hello, Ron.
Yes, I was wondering, why would there be any hesitancy from the legislature to sign this? I mean, getting kids outside makes sense, but is there any funding that's going to prevent the Senate from passing this?
No, there's no funding, but I asked that question to start with, and I guess we're not, you know, why is there, you said you've been working for like three sessions, Jennifer, on getting this passed. Why do you think there is any hesitancy in passing this?
Well, I think, honestly, we need to be able to show legislators that this is something that voters value. So one of the things that we really want to make sure is that the Senate needs to take this up. So if everybody contacts their state senator and says, this is a great idea, I think you should support it, that always goes a long way towards making legislators comfortable and supportive with these ideas. I think secondly is that, you know, the reality is there's a lot that goes before legislators. And so they respond to the problems and issues that they hear from constituents. And so I don't know that this is one that has necessarily risen to that level, but we definitely need to make that change because while legislators, while we're asking them to support these values of it, of getting kids outside and what that means for the future of this state and the future of this country, I think it's very important that they understand that those are values that all Wisconsinites share. I think too often right now in our political discourse, you see something with, having kids enjoy nature, that must be a far left thing. Or if you're talking about enjoying hunting, that must be a more conservative thing. We want to get back to the place where Wisconsin was not too long ago, where being outside and teaching kids about the natural world was something that all Wisconsinites valued.
And this is a bipartisan resolution, and it did pass in the state assembly.
It did. Mm. So we are very hopeful that we will be able to get this done this session.
Yeah. And do you think, I mean, if somebody said, well, this is just a symbolic bill, it doesn't mean anything, what would you say to that?
Well, I think there is great value in having our legislators say that we value these things as a state and that it's important that kids do this, because by reaffirming that, it reinforces that the programs and the funding that go with these things are also important. I mean, we want to take the first step, and it may be symbolic, but symbolism has meaning because it shows people that there is a wider value and support system in that, and that's what we're trying to get the legislature to reconfirm.
Yeah, you know, there has been some national attention on what has been dubbed nature deficit disorder in children. Are other states doing anything along these lines? Oh, darn. We're losing you on your cell, I think, Jennifer, unless you walked into a tunnel. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Yep, we're not going to be able to get your last comment on that, unfortunately. Sounds like your cell phone battery might be on its last leg. So I think we're going to leave it there. But thank you very much. Jennifer Gietrich, our guest, she is the legislative director of Wisconsin's League of Conservation Voters, talking with us about the Wisconsin Children's Outdoor Heritage Resolution. And we thank her for it. It's been a good hour, and thank you for all of your various questions and ideas on how we can get kids outside more and talking about the importance of kids getting out in nature more. And we will we'll continue exploring these issues on the Ideas Network. This hour was the result of a listener suggestion during our recent open line when we asked you for topic and guest suggestions. Thanks very much to Niaja Ellison. She produced this program. She's our newest producer here on the Joy Cardine Show, and we thank her for producing this hour. She was our on-air producer as well. Chris Molina was in as our on-air director. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. Coming up in our next hour, it's our State Capitol Report. We will talk with Democratic State Representative Corey Mason about the organ donation leave of absence bill. And we'll talk with him about some other issues as well that are being debated at the State Capitol. Tomorrow at this time, we are going to talk about the evolution of the human diet. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.